At a small office in the community center of Vinton County, Ohio, Rhoda Toon Price rattles off the events happening for the county's senior citizens group.
Hey, we're having our chicken noodle dinner tomorrow. They're homemade noodles. Oh. They're making them today, and they're homemade.
The small-statured woman doesn't like recognition, but she is credited by many in this area for helping bring about the only grocery store in the county, being built just past the only stoplight in the county. The 12,000-square-foot Campbell's Market in the county seat of MacArthur will bring fresh fruits, vegetables, and meats that would otherwise be an hour's round-trip drive in the majority rural area. It will also bring jobs to an area with an 8.5% unemployment rate, according to state numbers. For Price, the fight for a grocery store in her county came down to a single banana, a banana she brought to a gathering of the Healthy Food Financing Initiative at the State House in Columbus. She told the audience of state legislators and food access advocates about the 4 years the county has been without a grocery store, and then she asked them,
"How would you like to travel 10 miles one way and I whip this banana out to buy one of these? Or would you rather stay home and take potassium tablets?" Well, I got a snicker out of the group.
Campbell's Market owner Rick Campbell said the project would not have broken ground without the $1.5 million in grants and loans they received from the Healthy Food Finance Initiative.
Without their commitment with their grant monies and their funding, we wouldn't be able to do it.
The initiative is administered by the Finance Fund Capital Corporation, who gives out the grants and loans for healthy food access-related policy matters, according to Ohio's Department of Job and Family Services. These initiatives are happening across the country, led in part by an organization called the Food Trust. The agency works with the people of Vinton County and the rest of the 30 million the United States Department of Agriculture says are underserved by supermarkets and other healthy food retailers. Caroline Harries, associate director of the Food Trust, said rural areas are somewhat unique in their lack of access to fresh food.
Well, I think in rural areas it's counterintuitive that, you know, often they're surrounded by farmland, but that production goes elsewhere, and so it's not intuitive that there might be not a source of fresh produce in a rural community.
As a Vinton County resident himself, County Commissioner Jim Satori knows the opportunity brought by Campbell's Market is one many around the country take for granted.
My wife made a comment the other night. She said, "You know, it's going to be so nice for me to say, hey, on your way home, stop by the store and I'll be able to get a fresh steak or a pound of hamburger or a loaf of bread or a package of Twinkies, but I won't tell her about that."
Reporting for WOUB News, I'm Susan Tebben.